Welcome back. Plenty of your thoughts coming through on the text line as we look for our unsung heroes this morning. The Port Macquarie Pearl has chipped in with a good one away from footy. The unsung hero, Craig Stevens, stepped aside for Ian Thorpe for the 2004 Olympics. That's right. That was Athens, Pearl. Ian went on to win the 400 and 200, plus bronze in the 100. He wouldn't have been there without Stevens. Great unsung hero call. Thorpey fell off the blocks in the trials and Craig Stevens stepped aside and gave him that spot. Unsung heroes this morning, 0457 736 736. And what about Paul Gallen last night? So, like I said, I didn't get to see this. I've read all about it this morning, caught as many of the highlights as I can. But I want your take on it. I want your honest assessment. Brooksy says, mattress. Gal mentioned in his interview after the fight that he was never a chance of winning the fight. You're probably less likely to pay for a rematch after hearing that. So let me read that to you again. Gal said, after the fight, he was never a chance of winning the fight. You're probably less likely to pay for a rematch after hearing that. Thank you, Brooksy. So $60 last night for main event, $59.95, to watch that, knowing full well that Paul Gallen was never expecting to win. This is where I scratch my head when it comes to boxing. Paul Gallen is a warrior, but he was allowed by the referee to be way too brave last night. This is from Don from Carlton. Thanks, Don. That fight should have been stopped a couple of times and certainly in the ninth round. The authorities need to step in to prevent any rematch. If Gal wants another big money fight, then he should get in the ring with Sonny Bill Williams. That'd be a piece of cake for him. That said, SBW is way too smart and wealthy to hop in the ring with Gallen. Don from Carlton. Hey, don't worry, Don. Gal's making a fortune out of this game. But it just begs the question, doesn't it? What happens next? If Gal's saying, I'm not going to win, you're still forking out the cash. Are you going to go and watch your footy team knowing full well that they ain't a chance to win? Let's get back onto some unsung heroes. Nick Meaney for the Bulldogs reminds me of General Luke Patton. Always gets his job done, says Ahmed. Thank you. I'm going to put all these in the barrel for 2 AM Tommy, our producer, and we'll find a good suggestion and winner for the Mark Hughes beanie this morning. The beanie for brain cancer round. My unsung hero, says Daniel from here in Adelaide, Scott Bolton for the Cowboys. 247 games, one club player, absolute workhorse, leads by example on the field, integral part of the Cowboys 2015 championship. Thanks for that. G'day, Matt, says Steve. To me, the greatest unsung heroes are from the Parramatta golden age of the 80s. Paul Taylor and Steve Sharp, yeah, were the foundation of that side, but were barely mentioned considering their company. You consider the company. You know, Sturlo, my goodness, across the board. Mick Cronin, Ray Price, the Zip Zip Man, Steve Eller. Paul Taylor used to just be an absolute workhorse, completely and utterly smashing out the tackles. Did Steve Sharp, was he the first try scorer when they went to the new Parramatta Stadium? Now, I've got a feeling he was. I might be corrected. If Fossey's listening, he'll fire on in. Tiger Scott has said, I don't believe Gallen said he could never win the fight. Uh-huh. He did say he knew he wasn't going to win after the seventh round. I think he's been misquoted. Thank you, Tiger Scott. So after the seventh round, he was obviously in trouble. You're my eyes and ears at the fight last night. This is a really cool way of getting a good fight update when I missed it because I was here at the swimming. Broncos coach Kevvy Walters, we touched on this yesterday, that there was reports of a falling out with Corey Oates because Kevvy's been pretty brutal this year as he tries to get the team off the bottom of the ladder and goes in search of winning combinations. So he hasn't been afraid to step people down. Corey Oates reportedly was challenging his coach. Kevvy at Red Hill yesterday spoke to the media and this was his response.
Oh, he hasn't challenged me, just asked, you know, how he's going, and I gave him some feedback.
You want to share the feedback?
No, it's between Corey and I.
Will he be here next year?
Yeah, he's contracted. I can't see why he wouldn't be. I'm worried about the 17 that's playing this week. We need to get those guys up to a level where they're playing to their ability. When Corey plays to his ability, he'll be back in the side. It's not that hard.
About half this squad playing tomorrow night haven't got contracts for next year. Are they playing for their futures at the Broncos?
No, I think they're playing for their, you know, for their own welfare and their own mindset. You know, if you start doing things for anybody else, you get yourself in trouble. You know, they need to play football that they're capable of. And I'm sure if they do, they'll get rewarded with contracts.
So Kevvy Walters is playing his cards, has been trying to play his cards close to his chest. But as we touched on yesterday, they are equal bottom on the ladder again. They finished with a wooden spoon. Kevvy was drafted in. The old boys had their say. It's time to get the Broncos back to the glory days. It's going to be a long game, but it's not happening at the moment. And the smile is quickly being wiped off his face because the troubles that are ahead seem a little bit longer than normal. Daniel chips in again. A lot of the commentary regarding last night's boxing is about Gallen. Yeah, he did go well to get to the 10th round, and respect to him for that. But Hooney deserves more publicity. He never looked troubled, took everything Gallen threw at him. His hands were quick, and by the end of the clash was playing with Gallen. He doesn't have knockout power, but Olympic boxing is all about points. That's right. It's a completely different game when you get to the Olympic Games. I think you'll find Gallen, says JS, knew he wasn't going to win after the 7th round and wanted to finish that fight. Yeah, that's the word that we got in this morning. Matt, after talking to the under-25 set in my local cafe this morning, those who watched the fight all did it on illegal streams. I think Main Event leaves a lot of money on the table selling the fight for over $50. It's a fair old whack, isn't it? $60 for a Main Event, which seems to be the going rate. Yet you can sign up to a streaming service and get all sorts of movies and sports now for $6, $7, $8 a month. They're doing it well in terms of selling the world of boxing. What changes do Queensland possibly make when it comes to State of Origin 2? Cameron Smith on this network on the Captain's Run yesterday has called on the Maroons to make changes, to limit the threats. So not just make changes to get themselves a better combination, but limit the threats of Latrell Mitchell and Tommy Turbo.
You can't expect the same 17 to roll out for Queensland. You just couldn't after being beaten so badly. There needs to be a change in our back line, well, out wide. Not so much when we got the ball, but defensively. We got schooled out wide.
Absolutely.
By Tommy and by Latrell. Mm-hmm. And we just need some people there to match up well on those guys just to minimise the impact they have on the game. We need someone out there that's playing weakly in the centre position that can match up on these blokes as I said, try and minimise. We're not going to take Latrell or Tom out of the game. Mm. We just need to minimise the impact they have.
Minimising Latrell and Tommy T. That was Cameron Smith on the Captain's Run yesterday. Mayor of Empire Bay says, "G'day, Matt. I paid for the final the fight last night and I enjoyed it." Well, that's good to hear, mate. Gal needs to retire now, he says. He's done enough and should be super proud of all his achievements. He put in a brave performance last night, but young justice punished him. Cheers, says the Mayor of Empire Bay. Thank you for your thoughts. I've been hanging around quite a few people actually down here who are heavily invested in the world of boxing, and they're proud of what Paul Gallen has been doing. They've got no issues whatsoever, the fact that a former footy player has come in, because he has taken the sport to a next level. I applaud Paul Gallen for what he's achieved. I wonder what's next with Justice Hooney going off to the Olympics. What happens when he comes back? Who's the big star? Keep your thoughts coming. The unsung heroes are coming in thick and fast. Ben Galea, 2005 West Tigers. Currently, Luciano Leilua. This is David at Hornsby Heights. Across the rest of the comp, Taniela Paseka at Manly and Ryan Sutton at the Raiders. I have a Mark Hughes beanie to give away this morning. So much going on. We're a little bit late for the 9:30 news. Here's Celeste. Thank you, Celeste. We've had a little bit of trouble this morning finding Sats. He's a bit tied up this morning, so the Thursday game plan will have to wait. I'll run you through all of the matches in round 15, of course, starting tonight. On the text line, 0457 736 736. We're getting so many unsung heroes. This is great because we have so much focus on the genuine superstars of our game. And look across the board, there are stars everywhere and stars in waiting. And this piqued my interest this morning when I see Andrew John saying that Tommy Turbo, and this is not because I'm a Manly fan, that Tommy Turbo could become the greatest player the game has seen, because the game is changing. And you think about what Tom Trbojevic did in State of Origin 1, and in particular what he's been doing since coming back into the team at club level for Manly, he's going everywhere. Freddie Fittler gave him the roving role in Origin 1, and he found breaks and points and try assists everywhere. Not left side, not right side, everywhere. Now, this is the modern day game, and it's so great to see it coming back in, where all sides of the park are open for players like that. Mark Nichols for the Rabbitohs just goes about doing the hard yards, says Tezza Rabbit from Caringbah. Good on you, Tezza. Thank you. 0457 736 736 is the number. My unsung hero, says Junior Smithy, would be Paul Wade. The great Paul Wade. What an integral part of Australian football he was for such a long time. When Maradona passed away, remember, our listeners, that I grabbed Wadey on the phone and he's, I hadn't spoken to him for a couple of years, but just as infectious as he always has been. Just incredible. Ivan on another text says, G'day, hope you're well. David Fifita was punished yesterday for bringing the game into disrepute. Why has Jack DeBellin not been punished by the NRL for the same thing, given that the reason that the game lost so many sponsors at the time, and we also had the no-fault stand-down arise from this incident? Have a good day. Regards, Ivan. Completely and utterly different incidents. And I don't know in terms of punishment which way you want to look at it, Ivan, but Jack DeBellin was found not guilty, yet spent more than 2 years out of the game. I don't know about how many sponsors you're talking about. It's very, very hard to justify that kind of stuff, but I think we're going down a slippery slope if we start asking those kind of questions. Morning, Maddie says, the freshwater stormer. There's only one answer, Jonathan Thurston. Unsung hero, Jonathan Thurston? Hang on. But then he says he gave his premiership ring to Steve Price due to him being not able to play because of suspension. Now, that is an unsung hero, if you ask me. Well done, freshwater stormer. I like the way that you've taken it down a different road. Maddie, unsung heroes. Brian Norrie, Ryan Hinchcliffe, Tim Glasby for the Melbourne Storm. Honest toilers, the type of player who Craig Bellamy adores. They do their job and it's based all around effort, all vital cogs in the wheel and contributed to the Storm's premiership success over the years. Daniel from Prairiewood, thank you for that. Daniel Cameron says, Mark Hughes himself was an unsung hero in a 2001 team led by Joey. His centre partner, Gidley, still comes up. Kurt Gidley, of course, but Hughes was a good player in his own right, says Cam. Thank you for that. I'm going to throw one in that occurred last night down here at the swimming. And as you know, the multi-class events, as they vie for selection in the Paralympic team, which was officially named last night, the multi-class events, if you've been catching our coverage on Amazon Prime Video, it's been extraordinary. We've managed to see the wonderful stories of our multi-class athletes across the board. Last night, in the women's 50 metres butterfly multi-class, so the 50 fly, there was one competitor in the pool, Talia Blanchard. Now, she has a physical disability. She was out there racing against the clock, the only competitor in the pool. She does the butterfly one-handed, one-armed. Her left arm, when she dives in, basically props up her right arm so she gets the balance. Then her left arm goes down by her waist, and she does the rest of the 50 metres using only her kick and her right arm. She missed the qualifying time. She needed to do 36.23. She did a 36.33. That's a tenth of a second. Take a look at your fingernail. It's half your fingernail when you touch the wall. So that's the difference between getting on a Paralympic team and missing out. Talia Blanchard jumped out of the pool last night with the biggest smile on her face you will ever see. It was a wonderful sporting moment. She enjoyed what she did. She did a personal best. She didn't get the qualifying time, but she was happy. She is an unsung hero. 0457 736 736. I'll catch up with Tom Harley, the Sydney Swans CEO, right after this.